Chapter 6. Some learned men, deluded, speak of nature, and others of time as the cause of everything. But it is the greatness of the self-luminous, self-existent one by which this wheel of Brahman is made to turn. It is at the command of him who always covers this world, the knower, the time of time, who assumes all qualities and all knowledge. It is at his command that work of self-emanation unfolds itself as earth, water, fire, air, and space. He who, after he had done that work and rested again, fused one essence, the self, with the other, matter, and linked this with one footnote, the cover of ignorance, which is the first implicit condition of creation. End of footnote. 2. Footnote. The virtuous and sinful action as two constituent orbits of the cycle of karma. End of footnote. 3. Footnote. The three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas, of the primordial nature, prakriti. End of footnote. Or 8. Footnote. The 8 distinctive planes of prakriti, mind, intellect, ego, and 5 cosmic elements. End of footnote. And also with time and with the subtle qualities. Who, after starting the work endowed with these qualities, ordered all things, and who, in the absence of all these, causes the destruction of the work, he goes on being in truth different from all he has produced. He is the beginning, producing the causes which unite the self with the body, and, being above the three kinds of time, past, present, future, he is seen as without parts, after we have worshipped that adorable Lord who has many forms, and who is the true source of all things, as dwelling in our own mind. He is beyond all the forms of the tree of the world and of time. He is the other from whom this world moves round. Know him as one who brings good and expels sin, the Lord of bliss, as dwelling within the self, the immortal, the support of all. Let us know that highest great Lord of lords, the highest deity of deities, the master of masters, the highest above, as the Lord of the world, the adorable. There is no effect and no cause known of him. No one is seen like unto him or better. His power is revealed as manifold, as inherent, acting as force and knowledge. There is no master of his in the world, no ruler of his, not even a sign of him. He is the cause, the Lord of the lords of the organs, and there is of him neither parent nor lord. He is the one who spontaneously covered himself, like a spider, with threads drawn from the very first cause, Pradhana. May he grant us entrance into Brahman. He is the one hidden in all beings, all-pervading, the self within all beings, watching over all works, dwelling in all beings, the witness, the perceiver, the only one, free from qualities. He is the one ruler of many who seem to act, but do not act. He makes the one seed manifold. Those with vision who perceive him within their self, to them alone belongs eternal happiness. He is the eternal among eternals, the thinker among thinkers, who, though one, fulfills the desires of many. He who has known that cause which is to be apprehended by Sankhya, philosophy, and yoga, discipline of concentration and meditation, he is freed from all fetters. The sun does not shine there, nor the moon and the stars, nor these lightnings, and much less this fire. When he shines, everything shines after him. By his light, all this is lighted. He is the one bird, footnote, the highest self which flies beyond the source of bondage and ignorance. End of footnote. in the midst of the world. He is also like the fire of the sun that has set in the ocean. A man who knows him truly passes over death. There is no other path to go. He makes all. He knows all. The self-caused, the knower, the time of time, destroyer of time, timeless, who assumes qualities and knows everything, the master of nature and of man, the lord of the three qualities, guna, the cause of the bondage, the existence, and the liberation of the world. He who has become that, he is the immortal, remaining the lord, the knower, the ever-present guardian of this world, who rules this world forever, for no one else is able to rule it. Seeking freedom, I go for refuge to that Lord who is the light of his own thoughts. He who first creates Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, the first manifestation of Brahman, and delivers the Vedas to him. Who is without parts, without actions, tranquil, without fault, without taint, the highest bridge to immortality, like a fire that has consumed its fuel. Only when men shall roll up the sky like a hide will there be an end of misery, unless the self has first been known. Through the power of his austerities and through meditation has the wise Shvetashvatara truly proclaimed Brahman, the highest and holiest, to the best of ascetics, as approved by the company of sages. This highest mystery of the Vedanta, delivered in a former age, should not be given to one whose passions have not been subdued, nor to one who is not a son, or who is not a properly appointed pupil. If these truths have been told to a high-minded man, who feels the highest devotion for the self and for his guru, then they will shine forth. Then they will shine forth indeed.